The story behind counting every blessing, I guess, you know, we had talked about it. I went through a period of depression a couple of years ago, and one of the root causes was always looking at what I didn't have rather than what I did have. A friend of mine said that comparison is the thief of joy. We spend our lives looking at what other people have, comparing ourselves to, you know, how successful people are, or what their families look like, or, you know, whatever it is that you're comparing yourself with. Like Instagram doesn't help. Right. Social media is like a whole world where all you're doing is spending your time looking at the most perfect thing that someone can make their life look like. Then you realize their life's nothing like that. And, you know, it's like when you see a living room and you're like, why can't my living room look like that? But you should have seen theirs 5 minutes earlier. And for us, we realized that we needed to remind ourselves of all the good things that God had done. You know, the Apostle Paul talks about giving thanks all the time. And the old hymn, you know, counting every blessing. And that's really what sparked the idea that we need to go through that. It's a discipline.
As people who have been saved, as people who have been rescued, we have the gospel to turn to. Whenever we can't think of anything to be thankful for, we still know that once we were blind, once we were lost, but now we're found, now we're saved. And that's going to give us something to sing about for all eternity. Those are blessings we can absolutely count on.
Yeah, he is good to us. And that's something that we can sing in no matter what circumstance we're in.